sir. I've had a very nice time today. Dinner was great. And you are a fantastic listener. I'm afraid I rambled on and on about my unique healing powers. And you stayed interested throughout. You may have smiled a time or two, as if you don't believe me. But at least you didn't laugh at me. I swear that I've done the things I talked about, and more. I've in fact healed numerous individuals with my special touch. As a child, I healed my brother's headache with a kiss on his forehead. As a young girl, I healed my best friend's bruised arm by using just my hands and some ice. And then, as I grew older, I found out that I can save people from choking by giving them a nice hard hug. Most people think I'm a bit crazy, but you seem to be at least somewhat of a believer. Listen to me. I'm doing it again, rambling on and on about myself. This night is about making you happy. My service said that you wanted an evening of companionship, followed by a passionate romance. Why don't we go back to your place and complete our night? After all, you did pay for more than just conversation. Wow. Your home is beautiful and quite large. You must be very proud. Yeah, I would love to take a tour. But first, how about you show me the bedroom? No? You would like to have one more drink before we go to the bedroom? Yes, of course. All right. Sure, I'll excuse you to go make the drinks. I'll have another gin and tonic, please. If you're horny and you know it, clap your hands. If you're horny and you know it, clap your hands. If you're horny and you know it, and your face will surely show it. If you're horny and you know it, clap your hands. Is my drink ever gonna get her do-do-do? Is my drink ever gonna get her do-do-do? There you are. It took you quite a while to mix two drinks. Oh, you had to go to the bathroom. Excuse me, I didn't mean to... So embarrassed. Oh, it was something else? Oh, you wanted to give what a younger woman like me deserves? Oh, God, how many erectile dysfunction pills did you take? Well, that sounds promising. Well, how about we drink our drinks slowly, and maybe in 30 minutes or so, you'll be ready to play. Well, are you ready? Can you take me to the bedroom now? Oh my goodness! Damn! You are strong! You just threw me over your shoulder and you're carrying me upstairs? Well, your bio did say that you're a Taurus. You certainly fit the ambitious and materialistic part. Now, show me the sexually determined part. Coincidentally, I am your Venus. Beautiful, materialistic, and most of all, hedonistic. I love the pleasures of the body. Specifically, sexual pleasures of the body. Oh yeah, that's it! Yeah, take me hard and rough. God damn, baby, you're really getting into this very quickly. I'm not complaining, mind you. Oh my God, you're not wasting any time. You're a fucking maniac. Oh my God, how are you biting me? Jesus Christ, I love it. Yeah, squeeze my titties, you horny stud. Whoa, you just tossed me onto the bed like I'm a rag doll. Oh, God, you're strong. Now you just throw yourself on top of me. Oh my God, oh my fucking God. Oh, this is what I was hoping for and just when I need. No, don't stop. Why are you stopping? Why are you sweating so much? And your face is beet red. Wait, what's happening? Your chest is... Are you having a heart attack? Speak to me. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh, you are so heavy on top of me. Roll off of me. You gotta move. Shit, 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 shit. Oh, what should I do? Oh, I left my phone downstairs. Sir, you keep laying there on the bed. I am going to run and get it. Okay, okay. I have my phone. Oh my God, are you still breathing? Holy hell. I think he is dead already. I better check his pulse. Now, how is that done? Okay, here we go. No pulse. Oh, I can't feel any signs of breathing. No, don't die yet. Oh, no, 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 no. He can't be dead. God, I'm so fucking horny and I need to come. God damn it. If I call 911 right now, they'll get here before I can make myself come. Shit, fucking shit, shit. And the night was going so well. We had a great time all evening, and he was about to fuck the piss out of me. Plus, I could tell that he has an extra large cock. The way it was poking me while we were kissing. God fucking damn it. Let me think. What are my options? Wait, he did say he took several erectile dysfunction pills. I wonder... Fuck. Could it be possible? Could it really be possible? Okay, let me take a peek. I'll just pull his pants off. And now his underwear... Holy Christ, I am crossing my fingers. Yes, yes. His long cock is still extremely fat and totally hard. Fucking A. Oh, he was gonna split me in two with this massive boner. Would it be wrong of me to fuck him right now? I mean, after all, I know his dying wish was to sink that massive fuckstick into my tight little cunt hole. I want this big thing so bad. I am so goddamn horny. If I don't get off, I may explode and die too. Then who would call 911? Let me think for a minute. To be an angel lust fucker, or not to be an angel lust fucker. Or I could say it the way it was written. To be... Or not to be. If I don't get any relief soon, I am going to... Wait. Just a fucking second. The answer is right here between my legs. It's my pussy. My beautiful, smooth, tight, wet pussy. I can use my healing powers in a way that I never thought of before. I am going to bring him back to life with my pussy. I usually use my hands or my lips, but nothing says I cannot use another part of my body. That's it. I'm going to fuck this man back to life. And while I'm saving his life, what's to say I can't enjoy myself and cum my ass off? His cock is massive, and I bet he can stay hard indefinitely. Or at least until I'm finished with him. Then I can milk the baby batter out of his long tool and not feel bad about the $2,000 he paid me for the evening. I'll have to do all the work, but that's okay. I've been with men who are supposedly alive, and they made me do all the work. like, limp fish they were. Holy hell, I'm a goddamn genius! All right, just let me get undressed and slowly climb on top. Yeah, that's right. You go, girl. Crawl right on top. Should I? No, I guess I shouldn't stop at his mouth. I doubt his tongue would do much right now anyway. Remember, Sheila, it's all about the cock. Okay, now position my feet and hold his hard dick in my hand. Slowly begin to slide down. Oh, God. Oh, God. Keep going. Remember, you're on your own. He isn't going to be any help. Push yourself. Only halfway down, and I'm almost full. Fucking hell. I'm going to go for broke. I am just going to drop all my weight and take his entire length right now. Oh, I'm tired of waiting. Shit. Yeah, baby girl. You can do this. You've had bigger cocks. Not. Okay, just let me prepare myself by counting down. 3, 2, 1, drop. Holy fucking shit. God damn. That hurts. Hard. Oh, shit. Shit. As I like to say to a man who's alive, slap my titties and make me scream. I feel his massive rod against my cervix. I wonder if a dead man can fuck babies into a woman. Doesn't matter. I have the patch. Okay, I'm gonna be fine. Actually, as the pain subsides, it's beginning to feel good. Now let me begin to slide up and down slowly. Oh, it's a good thing my cunt is so wet. Even with this fucking horse cock inside of me, I can still move. Okay, let me keep it slow at first and get into it. Oh, then I can fuck him back to life. Oh my God, I just thought of something. It's like a wake-up booty call. The morning after starting the honeymoon. Wow. Holy fucking hell. I've never felt like a bride before. Go into the chapel and I'm gonna get married. We're going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Ooh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Alrighty now. I think my little fuckhole is stretched enough. It's time to really fuck this bastard back to life. My greatest act of healing ever. Shit. Oh, what am I saying? This will be the greatest act of healing the world has ever known. Okay. Oh, let me just pick up the pace and get a rhythm going. Oh, yeah. Maybe a little singing might help. I've been fucking on the railroad all the nighttime long. No, that sounds too much like work. How about we will fuck you. Bop, bop. Singing we will fuck you. Bump, bump. No. Great words to screw by, but not fast enough. Damn it, I cannot concentrate on singing and fucking for life at the same time. Just do it, Sheila. Bounce hard and fast. There are two goals here. One is to bring this corpse back to life, but the most important one is to get my goddamn rocks off. Back. Fuck yeah. I'm getting close now. Yeah, Sheila, you got this. Yeah. Go, girl. Bring this corpse back to life. Oh, it won't be much longer until I open the floodgates of life and cover this man's enormous saber in hot fucking grill cream. All I need to do is chant magic dirty words. And those words, together with my cum, will restore his life. Closer, closer now. Wake up, you goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch. Jesus fucking Christ. Fucking those hips and live, man, live. Oh, by the name of the Greek gods, the Roman gods, the Egyptian gods, by the grace of Aphrodite and Venus, and by the power of my pussy lips and valley of Sin Cunt, I order you to wake the fuck up. Oh, goddamn shit, piss asshole with the last breath of bitch. End me before I come. I command you to live. Live. God damn it. Jesus fucking Christ, damn it. I'm coming. No. Did it work? I know it did, but there's always some doubt. Sir, wake up now. Wake up. Yes, that's it. That's it. I know you're a bit groggy. After all, you've been dead for the past half hour. Yeah, you've been dead. How are you alive, then? Well, I brought you back to life with my pussy lips and the Valley of Sin Cunt. I actually fucked you so hard, the air re-entered your lungs. My pussy cream started your heart beating, and here we are! What? You may have just passed out from mixing too many erection dysfunction pills and alcohol? Ah! Oh, hell no. I am getting credit for my life-saving skills, and I expect you to give me a shout-out on your Facebook page. That's right. Facebook. Gorgeous Lady in Red is a nightingale of heroic proportions. She initiated CPR and brought me back to life after being dead for 30 minutes. That's what you're going to do. And goddammit, I think I deserve another $2,000 for saving your ass. What? Yes, I did have fun. But that's beside the point. Fuck it. Just give me a kiss, pay me, and take me home. Maybe we can do this again next Friday. Fucking hell, now I know I can bring people back to life. We may try playing some choking games. Fuck yeah!